IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining us this morning is Siobhan Redford. She is an economist at Rand Merchant Bank. A very good morning to you. How are you?
Good, thanks, and yourself?
The unemployment rate in South Africa.
Unfortunately, not at all. It is bad news. At 34.4%, it's the highest we have on record since the quarterly labor force survey started. I think that was in about 2008. So it is a sobering number at best.
What does this do to the economy? Because, I mean, obviously it reflects the economy on the one side, but it also has an impact on the economy on another.
Absolutely. So, I mean, this is for the second quarter, so you've got to remember this is already quite historic data. But, I mean, if you think about it, and, I mean, this almost helps us understand partly why some of the riots we saw in July happened. You saw an increase in the number of people looking for jobs and not finding them. Just helplessness that's out there in the economy. It's also it's not great news, but, you know, the problem is that what we're seeing is that as the economy is recovering, we are seeing, different sectors being able to operate with fewer people prior to the pandemic. There's been a lot of kind of cost cutting, a lot of, you know, leaning up of operations. And so, you know, that is also what is affecting us. In, for example, we do see in the manufacturing sector that there was a decrease in employment relative to the first quarter. And that's not too big a surprise because we have seen a decrease in manufacturing activity in the second quarter.
Mm. Does a South African strict labor law and application of labor law have an impact on the employment figures in your view?
To be honest, I think the greater concern at this point really is more about COVID and its impact. It's obviously the kind of thing that makes it more difficult to hire and fire people as frequently as, say, you see in the US for certain. But I think this is more a case of we're seeing kind of that fallout from COVID-19, the impact on the economy, sectors, just learning to operate more efficiently.
COVID-19 having a major impact. What you mentioned earlier is that this is historic. If we were to look at the figures today, obviously, which we can't do until we do, but is there a sense that things have improved?
I think probably the third quarter could look around the same and possibly even worse. I think the third quarter is going to be very, very difficult to gauge entirely. We do know that obviously the month of July was a very difficult one for South Africa with, lockdown and the force majeure for Transnet because of the cyber attacks. And then obviously the unrest in KwaZulu-Natal and to a lesser extent, Gauteng. And that is going to have impacted on economic activity. And so you could actually see things worsening before they get better or staying around the same before they get better.
Yeah, very, very, very concerning indeed. How seriously is this being taken by government? I know we've always had, the language around job creation and employing the youth and all sorts of exciting things, but it never seems to translate.
Yeah, to be honest, that's an incredibly tough question. My sense is that it is something, as you say, that they are aware of, that there is the language around, but I think, what we're going to have to watch what happens to see if there are plans to come up with more sustainable kind of plans for employment, because a lot of the youth unemployment kind of initiatives are relatively, temporary kind of options. A lot of government, kind of employment boosting initiatives are often temporary. So it's a case of trying to, move from temporary boost to employment to getting something on a CV to actually providing opportunities which allow for, long-term employment and growth. And, this definitely needs to be a project between both government and the private sector, because government can't do this alone and it can't afford to do it alone. But definitely needs to be some, further action and more kind of a more kind of targeted push to improve that kind of employment conditions to enable greater opportunity.
What's interesting to me is that we, from just my own observation, is there seems to be a little bit of a tension within policy around social grants being one way, minimum wage, social grants, assisting people in that way versus creating employment. Now, obviously, somehow they need to work together. But when you see an incredibly strong drive towards social grants, this talk of this nonsensical government pension plan about, you know, the people contributing up to 12% of their, you know, their salaries, it makes me worry, because what that says to me is that the focus seems to be more on just giving people or assisting people with funding rather than assisting them with jobs. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, I mean, there very much is a tension between kind of dealing with the social needs and trying to provide social support, which, you know, is kind of a current expenditure and, to be honest, non-sustainable in terms of, you know, especially in terms of how, you know, for government funding. But at the same time, you know, there is a need to provide support given increased poverty and inequality in the country. You know, it has been increasing for a while with per capita GDP declining and unemployment remaining so high. But, you know, the best, you know, our first choice, and I think, you know, for parts of government, first choice is to improve employment. And, you know, that is a win-win situation, because it comes along with it with people earning money who then are able to become taxpayers. So it's increasing the tax base, you know, to deal with structural reform to attract more businesses to operate in the economy, which means also higher CIT as well as employment, you know, improved employment outlook. However, you know, there are some places where we're looking at providing a lot more social support. That you know, kind of social pension fund is just a green paper. It isn't policy yet, and that is the most important to bear in mind. But you know, the thing is that something like that is not necessarily sustainable unless we can find a way to fund it, and that ultimately any way to fund it is through increased revenue, and that can't be through necessarily increased taxes. The tax base is quite stagnant and actually even declining in South Africa right now, so we need to find a way to increase that tax base, and that means structural reform and creation of jobs.
Absolutely right. That's where we leave it.